Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Yom Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today we're Maseches Baba Basra Daf Kuf Yud Tes, the eighth parak Yesh Nochlin. This daf is dedicated to Zecher Nishmas Avi Umori Moshe Ben Bero. May his neshama have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on: number one, the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Beis taught that Benos Selofchad received their father's double portion of his father Hefer's estate because Selofchad was a bechor. The Gemara asks that this share was Ru'i, potential assets, since Hefer never entered Eretz Yisrael. Ve'ein a b'chor not b'ru'i k'b'muchzak, and a b'chor does not take a double portion in his father's potential assets as he does in possessed assets. Rabba ultimately answers, Eretz Yisrael m'chzakasi. Eretz Yisrael is considered already possessed by those who left Mitzrayim, so a b'chor would receive a double portion in his father's share. A braisa teaches that although Moshe Rabbeinu knew the Benot Selofchad were entitled to inherit their father, he was uncertain if they received the Bechor's double portion. The Gemara explains that he was uncertain if Eretz Yisrael Mukhsakhatski, based on the pasuk telling those leaving Mitzrayim, they would receive Eretz Yisrael as Morasha, a heritage. Moshe was uncertain if this meant Yerusha Hilachem Abusechem, it's an inheritance to you from your forefathers, and considered in their possession, or if it only meant Shemorishin Be'in Yorshin, that they will bequeath it but not inherit it themselves because they would not enter Eretz Yisrael. Point number two, the pasuk says the Benot Selofchad stood to make their claim before Moshe, before Elazar HaKohen, before the Nesim, and before the entire assembly. The Gemara asks about this order. Is it possible that they asked Moshe and then Elazar and they did not answer the question and then went to the Nesim and then the rest of the assembly for an answer? How could Elazar know what Moshe did not? And how would the Nesim or the assembly know what Elazar did not? Rather, Rabbi Yoshia says, Sari samikra v'darshehu, reverse the order of the pasuk and darshan it, as if it says that they stood before Moshe after having stood before Elazar, after having stood before the Nesim, after having stood before the assembly. Eliezer says that all of them were sitting together in the Beis Midrash, and they posed the question to all of them together. The Gemara explains that they argue if chokin kavod l'talmid b'makom harav, we accord honor to a student before his teacher. The halacha is that we do accord honor to a Talmud before his Rebbe, but only the Palig Rabbi Yakara, whereas Rebbe accords him honor, indicating approval of his Talmud being honored. And point number three, it was taught in a braisa, Benot Selofchad, Hachmaniyoshen, Darshaniyoshen, Sidkaniyoshen. The daughters of Selofchad were wise, they were expounders of the Torah, and they were righteous. They were wise, Shulafi Shah Dibru, because they spoke at the right time. Rosh Shmuel bar Yitzchak says that Moshe was teaching the laws of Yibum, and the Benot Selofchad argued that if they're considered like a son, insofar as the mother is exempt from Yibum, they should also inherit their father. If they're not like a son to inherit, their mother should be subject to Yibum. They were Darshanios because their wording implied, Il hayo ben lo dibarnu. If our father would have had a son, we would not have spoken, because they recognized that a son inherits before a daughter. They were righteous, Shonisu el hagun lehen, because they married only men befitting them. Although they were permitted to marry men from other Shvatim, unlike the other women of their generation, they all married men of their father's family, and even the youngest of them waited until 40 years old for a fitting husband. Although Rav Chis has said that one will not bear children after waiting so long, they merited a miracle because of their righteousness. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Mishnah on Daf Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Beis taught that Benot Selofchad received their father's double portion of his father Hefer's estate because Selofchad was a Bechor. The Gemara asks that this share was Ru'i, potential assets, since Hefer never entered Eretz Yisrael. Ve'ein a Bechor not b'ru'i k'b'muchzak, and a Bechor does not take a double portion in his father's potential assets as he does in possessed assets. Rabba ultimately answers, Eretz Yisrael m'chzakasi. Eretz Yisrael is considered already possessed by those who left Mitzrayim, so a Bechor would receive a double portion in his father's share. A braisa teaches that although Moshe Rabbeinu knew the Benot Selofchad were entitled to inherit their father, he was uncertain if they received the Bechor's double portion. The Gemara explains that he was uncertain if Eretz Yisrael Mukhsakhatski, based on the pasuk telling those leaving Mitzrayim, they would receive Eretz Yisrael as Morasha, a heritage. Moshe was uncertain if this meant Yerusha Hilachem Abusechem, it's an inheritance to you from your forefathers, and considered in their possession, or if it only meant Shemorishin Be'in Yorshin, that they will bequeath it but not inherit it themselves because they would not enter Eretz Yisrael. Point number two, the pasuk says the Benot Selofchad stood to make their claim before Moshe, before Elazar HaKohen, before the Nesim, and before the entire assembly. The Gemara asks about this order. Is it possible that they asked Moshe and then Elazar and they did not answer the question and then went to the Nesim and then the rest of the assembly for an answer? How could Elazar know what Moshe did not? And how would the Nesim or the assembly know what Elazar did not? Rather, Rabbi Yoshia says, Sari samikra v'darshehu, reverse the order of the pasuk and darshan it, as if it says that they stood before Moshe after having stood before Elazar, after having stood before the Nesi'im, after having stood before the assembly. Eliezer says that all of them were sitting together in the Beis Midrash, and they posed the question to all of them together. The Gemara explains that they argue if Chokin Kavu L'Talmud B'Makom HaRav, we accord honor to a student before his teacher. The halacha is that we do accord honor to a Talmud before his Rebbe, but only the Paligri Rabbi Yakara, whereas Rebbe accords him honor, indicating approval of his Talmud being honored. And point number three, it was taught in a brisa, benot Salafchad, hachmanios hen, darshanios hen, sidkanios hen. The daughters of Salafchad were wise, they were expounders of the Torah, and they were righteous. They were wise, shulafi shah dibru, because they spoke at the right time. Rosh Mo Bar Yitzchak says that Moshe was teaching the laws of Yibum, and the benot Salafchad argued that if they're considered like a son, insofar as the mother is exempt from Yibum, they should also inherit their father. If they're not like a son to inherit, their mother should be subject to Yibum. They were darshanios because their wording implied ilu hayo ben lo dibarnu. If our father would have had a son, we would not have spoken, because they recognized that a son inherits before a daughter. They were righteous shonisu el hagun lahen, because they married only men befitting them. Although they were permitted to marry men from other shvatim, unlike the other women of their generation, they all married men of their father's family, and even the youngest of them waited until 40 years old for a fitting husband. Although Rav Chis has said that one will not bear children after waiting so long, they merited a miracle because of their righteousness. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Kuf Yates, and her standard Siman is a kite. A kite, so here goes. The five girls flying kites while standing on their double portion in Eretz Yisrael that their father was muchzak in, since Yitzias Yisraim knew to stand up for the passing Talmud walking with his Rav, because they were well-versed in Torah as well as wise and righteous. Once again, slow motion. The five girls flying kites. Kites? That must be more on Daf Kuf Yates. The five girls flying kites while standing on their double portion in Eretz Yisrael that their father was muchzak in, since Yitzias Yisraim, which reminds us, a brisa teaches that although Moshe Rabbeinu knew that the benot Tzlefchad were entitled to inherit their father, he was uncertain if they received the Bechor's double portion. The Gemara explains that he was uncertain if Eretz Yisrael muchzakaski, based on the pasuk telling those leaving Mitzrayim they would receive Eretz Yisrael as a morasha, a heritage. Moshe was uncertain if this meant Yerushahi lachem avosechem, it's an inheritance to you from your forefathers and considered in their possession, or if it only meant Shemorishin be'en yorshin, that they will bequeath it but not inherit it themselves because they would not enter Eretz Yisrael. So the five girls flying kites while standing on the double portion in Eretz Yisrael that their father was muchzak in, since Yitzias Mitzrayim knew to stand up for the passing Talmud walking with his Rav, which reminds us, the Gemara brings him al-chok as if chokin kavod l'talmud b'makom harav. We accord honor to a student before his teacher. The halacha is that we do accord honor to a Talmud before his Rabbi, but only where his Rabbi accords him honor, indicating approval of his Talmud being honored. So the five girls flying kites while standing on their double portion in Eretz Yisrael that their father was muchzak in, since Yitzias Yisraim knew to stand up for the passing Talmud walking with his Rav, because they were well-versed in Torah as well as wise and righteous, which reminds us, it was taught in a brisa, benot Tzlefchad, hachmanios hen, darshanios hen, sidkanios hen. The daughters of Tzlefchad were wise, they were expounders of the Torah, and they were righteous. So once again, the five girls flying kites while standing on their double portion in Eretz Yisrael, that their father was muchzak in, since Yitzias Yisraim knew to stand up for the passing Talmud walking with his Rav, because they were well-versed in Torah, as well as wise and righteous. All right, so now it's time for four Blah Bach Hazara. Daf Kuftas Vav. So the Siman Daf Kuftas Vav is a spice maker. So here goes. The spice maker's daughter's son, spice maker, that must be on Daf Kuftas Vav, Ketores. The spice maker's daughter's son, who had inherited his grandfather's spice business instead of his grandfather's brother, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Seder Nachu as Kahu, the order of inheritance is as follows. One who dies without sons is inherited by his daughter. A son precedes a daughter, Kol Yotze Yirechu Shel Ben, Kodim Labas, and all of a son's descendants precede a daughter. A daughter precedes the brothers of the deceased, and all her descendants precede the brothers. So the spice maker's daughter's son, who inherited his grandfather's spice business instead of his grandfather's brother, sold spices to a man named Reuven, who was discovered to be the long-lost relative of a man who died without descendants, which reminds us, the Brisa taught that if the deceased has no son, ayin alav, examine him to see if he is a descendant. If he leaves no descendants, there's a parallel law to search paternal relatives if they themselves are not alive to see if they have any descendants. The Brisa says the inheritance searches steadily upward through each generation up until Reuven, Yaakov Avinu's son, until the descendant of a paternal relative is found. So the spice maker's daughter's son, who inherited his grandfather's spice business instead of his grandfather's brother, sold spices to a man named Reuven, who was discovered to be the long-lost relative of a man who died without descendants, who was on his way to celebrate the 24th of Tevis when the original law was returned that a son's daughter inherits before a daughter, which reminds us, Abraisa names the 24th of Tevis as a holiday on which it's forbidden to fast because the Torah's law of inheritance was restated then. The Tzedukim had said that a daughter inherits together with a daughter's son until Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai challenged them. Daf Kuftez Zayin, so the Simmer Daf Kuftez Zayin is haircuts. So here goes. When the owner of Harry's haircuts, that must be on Daf Kuftez Zayin. When the owner of Harry's haircuts died and didn't leave behind a son, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai said, Kol she'eino meniach ben le'yorsho, whoever does not leave behind a son to inherit him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mali lav evra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is filled with anger against him because the Pasuk describes a daughter inheriting with Vahavarta, and a Pasuk describing punishing the wicked says, Yom evra ha'yom ahu, a day of anger that day. The Pasuk says, She'ein chalifos lamo v'liyor elokim, those who have no replacement and they do not fear Hashem. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi argue if it refers to kol she'eino meniach ben, whoever does not leave behind a son, or kol she'eino meniach talmud, whoever does not leave behind a talmud. So when the owner of Harry's haircuts died and didn't leave behind a son, unlike his competition David the barber, whose son, who was just like him, took over when he was laid to rest, which reminds the Gemara teaches that David's passing is described as Shechiva, as opposed to Yob's death, which is described as Misa, because David left over a son like him. So when the owner of Harry's haircuts died and didn't leave behind a son, unlike his competition David the barber, whose son, who was just like him, took over when he was laid to rest, Harry's grandfather and brother argued over who would inherit the shop, which reminds us, Rami Bar Chama asks, if one dies and leaves behind a grandfather and an uncle, such as Avram and Yishmael regarding Esav's estate, who takes precedence? Rabbi answered that the Mishnah states that a father precedes all his descendants, so the grandfather would inherit. Rami Bar Chama asked the question because of his quickness. He didn't look into it because he was preoccupied with pondering his second question. If one leaves behind a grandfather and a brother, such as Avram and Yaakov regarding Esav's estate, who takes precedence? So once again, when the owner of Harry's haircuts died and didn't leave behind a son, unlike his competition, David the barber, whose son, who was just like him, took over when he was laid to rest, Harry's grandfather and brother argued over who would inherit the shop. Daf Kuf Yud Zayin, so the Simmer Daf Kuf Yud Zayin is a gabbai with a lot of keys. So here goes. The gabbai of all the keys, gabbai with keys, that must be on Daf Kuf Yud Zayin. The gabbai of all the keys to the new houses in Eretz Yisrael gave a key to a boy due to his father having been a Yotze Mitzrayim, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a machlokas whether Eretz Yisrael is a portion to the Yotze Mitzrayim or to the Baya Aretz. So the gabbai of all the keys in the new houses in Eretz Yisrael gave a key to a boy due to his father having been a Yotze Mitzrayim, a very large key to a man who, although he was an only child, his uncle had many sons, which reminds us, Rabbi Yonasan, who holds the land was a portion to the Baya Aretz, explains that the pasuk, which implies it was given to those living in Mitzrayim, means to teach, Meshuna nachlezo mikol nachlo shba'olam, this inheritance was different from all inheritances in the world. Regarding ordinary inheritances, chayin yorshin meisin, the living inherit the dead. Bakan meisin yorshin chayin, but here, the dead inherit the living. After each person entering Eretz Yisrael received a portion, the portions reverted to their deceased fathers who had left Mitzrayim and were redivided among the heirs of the fathers. For example, if two brothers left Mitzrayim and one had one son and the other had 10, the children would receive 11 portions upon entering Eretz Yisrael, which would be inherited evenly by their fathers, each receiving 5.5 portions, which would then be inherited by the respective heirs. So the gabbai of all the keys of the new houses in Eretz Yisrael gave a key to a boy due to his father having been a Yotze Mitzrayim, a very large key to a man who, although he was an only child, his uncle had many sons, and two keys to an old man since he was a Yotze Mitzrayim and a Nichnas L'Aretz, which reminds us, the Gemara brings an opinion that Eretz Yisrael was apportioned both to the Yotze Mitzrayim and the Baya Aretz. So once again, the gabbai of all the keys of the new houses in Eretz Yisrael gave a key to a boy due to his father having been a Yotze Mitzrayim, a very large key to a man who, although he was an only child, his uncle had many sons, and two keys to an old man since he was a Yotze Mitzrayim and a Nichnas L'Aretz. Daf Kuf Yud Ches, so the Simmer Daf Kuf Yud Ches is Kichel. So here goes. The family who ate their delicious Kichel, that must be on Daf Kuf Yud Ches. The family who ate their delicious Kichel while hiding in the forest so they wouldn't get Anayin Hara, which reminds us, the Gemara explains that perhaps the reason that Shevet Yosef's complaint about receiving a portion in Eretz Yisroel was recorded was because of Eitz HaTovah Kamash Malan. It teaches us good advice, that a person should beware Anayin Hara. Yeshua told him, if you're such a numerous people, go up to the forest. The Gemara explains he meant, go hide yourselves in the forest, Shul Tishul Bechem Ein Ra, so the evil eye of others should not affect you. So the family who ate their delicious kichel while hiding in the forest, so they wouldn't get Anayin Hara, looked down at the Yosef family eating their kichel in the open, since they were like fish, that the eye has no power over, which reminds us Rabbi Yosef Brady Rabbi Chanina quoted another source that teaches that Shevet Yosef was not subject to Ayin Hara. Yaakov blessed Yosef's son, saying, V'yidgu aro b'kerav ha'aretz, and may they multiply like fish within the land, comparing them to fish. Ma dagim shebayam, just as fish in the sea. Ma mechasim alem me'ena ayin shaletes b'hem. Water covers them, and the eye therefore has no power over them. Avzar shel Yosef ein ha'ayin shaletes b'hem. So too regarding Yosef's descendants, the evil eye has no power. So the family who ate their delicious kichel while hiding in the forest, so they wouldn't get Anayin Hara, looked down at the Yosef family eating their kichel in the open, since they were like fish that the eye has no power over, and who liked to picnic in the Meraglim's portions of land which were given to Yehoshua and Caleb. Which reminds us, Yehoshua and Caleb received the Meraglim's portions, and there's a machlokas whether they received the portions of the Meslonim in Adas Korach. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do we discuss celebrating the 24th of Tevis regarding the dispute with the Tzedukim about a son's daughter preceding a daughter in inheritance, as on Dav? Kuftezvav. Good, number two. Which daf do you machok is if Chokin covered with Talmud but makam a Rav? Whether we accord honor to a Talmud in front of his Rebbe, that's on Dav? Kufyotez. Good, number three. Which daf do you discuss a grandfather versus a brother with regards to Yerusha? That's on Dav? Kuftez Zayin. Good, number four. Which daf do you the opinion that Eretz Yisrael was apportioned both to the Yotzei Mitzrayim and the Bayards? That's on Dav? Kuf Yad Zayin. Good, number five. Which daf do we have Yeshua's advice to Shevet Yosef to go up to the forest to avoid Ayin Hara? That's on Daf. Kuf Yad Ches. Good, number six. Which daf do we when one can retract from an acquisition done through a Kenyan Sudar? That's on Daf. Kuf Yad Daud. Good, number seven. Which daf do we have a brice that states, Benotz Ravchad Hachmaniosen, Darshaniosen, Sitkaniosen? That's on Daf. Kufiyot Tes. Good, number eight. Which of the one that Yehoshua and Kalev received the Meraglim's portions in Eretz Yisrael? That's on Daf. Kufiyot Ches. Good, number nine. Which daf do we learn that Moshe Rabbeinu was uncertain if Benot Zlafchad received the Bechor's double portion? That's on Daf. Kufiyot Tes. Good, and number ten. Which of the one that executing a will must be done by day like judgments? That's on Daf. Kufiyot Gimel. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.